I've been standing here at the corner of this old frontier town since it was built. The townspeople here call me an old, prickly, cantankerous town fixture and give me a wide berth. And they're right. I've been here a long time. I was here when Billy the Kid rode through, chased by that marshal that finally got him. I've seen a lot, and I could tell you a lot of old stories, but I don't feel like it. And you probably wouldn't believe me anyway. People think I'm old, but I'm really not. I just grow slowly and methodically. In fact, I'm just a teenager. And like teenagers everywhere, I follow fashion and try to create my own sense of style. I don't look like all the other cacti. I look cool. What do you think of my shades? I nicked them off a passerby who had his head down in his cell phone. He wanted them back, but he wasn't tough or mean enough to take me on, especially when I yelled, "The only way you'll get these back is to rip them from my cold, dead eyes." Life's not been kind to me, so I gotta be kind to myself. These shades are a good start. But to round out my tough guy image, I really need to get a hat and cell phone. I'm just itching for a chance to mug some unsuspecting fool in the middle of texting. By the way, my name is Lee. Prick Lee. Yeah, you're probably thinking, why would a father call his son Prick? Well, I had the same question. Then one day the building next door fell down and there he was. So I asked my dad. He looked over at me and said, "Son, the town was just growing up when you were born, and I knew I couldn't be around to help you when times got tough. So I did the only thing I knew to help you survive. I gave you a name that would make you tough." Yeah, I guess that made sense. His father named him Sue.